Film director Jonathan Demme died today. The Academy Award-winning director was best known for the films Silence of the Lambs and Philadelphia. Demme had cancer of the esophagus. He was 73. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that Demme had a special relationship with Philadelphia.
After his Oscar sweep in 1991 with the crime thriller Silence of the Lambs, Jonathan Demme's next project was much more personal. He had a close friend with AIDS, so he wanted to do something that would contribute to a cure for that disease. As a filmmaker, the only thing he knew how to do was make a movie.
At the time, it was very challenging, the idea of coming up with a film that would appeal to an audience. And we didn't want to make a film that would appeal to an audience of people like us who already had a predisposition to caring about people with AIDS. We wanted to reach the people who couldn't care less about people with AIDS. That was our target audience.
Demme was talking in 2013 on the 20th anniversary of the film. And at first, that movie was going to be called People Like Us, after the song by the Talking Heads. But when he settled on shooting in Philadelphia, the city's character became the title. Philadelphia, the movie, was Demme's second great popular achievement. It won two Academy Awards. In 2015, Demme announced that he had been diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus. His most recent visit to Philadelphia was just 6 weeks ago, in March, when he used a city auction house to sell his vast collection of Haitian folk art. Demme had bought thousands of art pieces during his many trips to Haiti, where he shot two documentaries. He sold his collection because, as he said at the time, he was looking for a psychic cleansing.
At a certain point, a collector can start seeing themselves as like someone who has imprisoned hundreds of beautiful beings, and isn't it time to set them free? That's what makes it easy to part with stuff. It's kind of like, well, yeah, it's going to be seen now. I've had my shot at it. I've grown fully from it. So now let's pass it on.
The owner of Material Culture, the auction house, said Demme appeared ill at the time of the auction, but continued to work on films until the very end. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.